that she would love me to expound on a specific verse in the Bible, and that is just what I'm going to do. I'm going to look at Psalm 46 and verse 10 for her. And it says this. It says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world." It's a huge verse, this one. A massive, massive verse. The first words say this: be still. Those words, be still. It reminds me of when Jesus was on the Sea of Galilee, and there was a terrible storm, and the disciples were in the boat with him, and they were so scared. Now, these were hard-bitten fishermen, beloved. These guys had been fishing the Sea of Galilee for years and years and years. They were professionals. Yet it was so fierce, this storm, that they were scared. And Peter comes running up to Jesus and wakes him up and says, "Look, Lord, look, look what's going on around us. This storm is going to kill us. Aren't you going to do anything?" And Jesus stands in the boat and just says these words: "Silence. Be calm." And here we get this word again that comes from Almighty God. Be still. Just those words, those gentle words. Be still. In times of trial, beloved, when the world is crashing in on you, when you don't know what is happening, when you don't even realize the things around you, things that are going on that are out of your control, you can't control them at all. Maybe sickness, maybe unemployment, maybe death in the family. So many things can make us panic and run around like headless chickens, not knowing what to do. And what do we try to do? I'll tell you. We try constantly to do it ourselves. We pray to God and say, "Father, get us out of this situation." Then we sit down and we work it all out ourselves. And what God Almighty is saying to you right now, right at this very second, whatever you're going through, whatever is happening to you, be still. And then God Almighty says these words: "And know that I am God." You see, many people don't know that God is God. They think he's fictitious. They think he's nothing. They have no spiritual awareness of Almighty God at all. They don't even know their own spirituality. I believe, beloved, it is harder for you not to have faith in God than it is to have this faith in the Lord. It's harder. All you've got to do is take a look around you. The scripture today is saying these words: be still. I don't know if you're able to look out of a window. Just look out the window and see if you can see some trees moving in the breeze. See if you can see some fields. Maybe you can't. But you will see some plant life somewhere. And if you look at those trees as they move in the breeze, where does that breeze come from? Where does that tree come from? Where is the beauty that surrounds us come from? I have such a precious friend who posted on Facebook a beautiful photograph of the moon, and it was the moon yesterday. It was God that flung stars into space. Be still and know that I am God. Psalmist goes on to say that God says these words, I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. Beloved, there will not be a nation in this world that will not know the name of Jesus before the end comes. As soon as every single nation in the world has been given the good news of Jesus Christ, then we know, beloved, that our dear Lord is coming back riding on the clouds. And why is he coming back? He's coming back for you because you have given your heart to him. You have made a declaration that you want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And by virtue of the fact that you're listening to this radio station tells me one thing very importantly, that you want to worship him in spirit and in truth. And if you didn't, why would you be listening to this radio station? There would be no point. It's no point just listening to some lovely music if it doesn't change your heart, if it doesn't change your life. And as the trials and the tribulations of the world go crashing around, just know what God Almighty is saying to you today, right now, right at this very second. He says to you, be still and know that I am God. Just marvel in who God Almighty really is. We can worship him. We can adore him. We can rededicate our hearts to him. We can say to him, Lord God Almighty, you are wonderful. You are mighty. You are my Savior. And I worship your holy name. And I know that when the end comes, when you send your Son Jesus back riding on the clouds, that I will spend eternity with you, Heavenly Father. Be still and know that I am God. Amen. And amen. Let's worship some more right now. This is wonderful. David Gates.
I fill my days with details and all the choices of the earth.